The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pair.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la. She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Here we go, Bonnie. We're back. We're back. We missed a week, but we're back. Are you excited to be back?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Speak up.
Yes.
You're excited to be back.
Yes.
You excited to be doing a new podcast?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Well, let's start from the beginning. How was your trip to California?
It was good. We had a nice Airbnb. A full house. It was like a rich. It's like we were like rich. That's we it. Didn't even go in the living room. That's how big the house was.
How many floors?
Well, there was two floors, but we only got the first floor.
Ooh.
Somebody was renting the upstairs.
So you get an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Close to everywhere you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You fly business class both ways or one way?
I flew in coach and out business.
And of course, you're like 40,000 miles.
Who cares? You're so obsessed.
That's like two round trip tickets.
Chew. Chew.
Bless you. What kind of sneeze is that?
I don't know the technical term. It's called don't get it all over everything.
You're holding it in. If you got to sneeze, sneeze.
Rich, you're going to micromanage my sneezes even?
No, I'm just giving you a pin.
Oh my God.
So, you fly business class coming home, but...
Okay, so yes, and I don't know why this is like the biggest deal to you, but I have miles. I use my credit card, my Chase United credit card, and then I get miles from using it. So why wouldn't I use those miles?
Like a male gay guy? So why wouldn't I? What are you doing?
Oh my God. What? I'm not sneezing correctly. I'm not talking correctly.
Just why in the shit?
And I don't fly correctly, apparently.
I want to steer you on the right path. It's the beginning of the podcast. I don't want you to go.
Oh my God. Leave me alone.
So those miles... 40,000, but you fell asleep. So
it was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was amazing.
Do you get to take home the little package?
Yeah, I got the package. Okay. You want it? You can have it.
What? No.
It's completely unopened.
Okay. We can give it to somebody for Christmas.
Listen, business class was heaven. You're in your own pod. I laid all the way down. As soon as the flight took off, I laid all the way down
and didn't get one thing, not one, not a drink, not a anything. And I slept all the way until the announcement came on that said, please prepare, you know, the cabin for landing.
Did you have anybody come into your pod? Could you have a guest in your pod?
No. And also, you're obsessed, like literally obsessed. Every single time I leave or any joke, last night we did the Bennington thing, that was the joke. Everything, like, oh, did you bring someone back to your Airbnb?
I didn't
like
say you're, that.
Yes.
I, not one time I would
you're
never
obsessed.
Say.
I'm not a, you're obsessed.
You know who you're.
No, you're stop. Trying, you're obsessed.
You're starting to look like a model. I'm trying to think of who would it, like, oh, fuck. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Is it Helen Mirren?
She's a model.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be some mean joke.
No, that one who's going to court, Lori Loughlin or something. Mm. You're really pretty. And last night when you went on, people really applauded. They're starting to get to know you.
Can you go fuck yourself, honestly?
Oh, but what did you say that was mean? All right, go ahead.
What was mean?
No, you're funny.
What did I say that was mean?
A heart attack or something? Oh,
oh.
Don't repeat it. It was too mean. But so you...
I couldn't think of anything.
But why do you keep going? All right, we'll get to that stuff later. So you went to LA, you had some meetings, you did some shows. The last time...
I flew back.
The last time she went to LA... She stayed at her friend's beautiful house and she came back and bullied me into getting a house right away because she saw her friends were living like, you know.
They're all rich. All my friends are super rich. How did I, what happened? I was like ahead of them career trajectory wise and they completely surpassed me.
Because they stayed in LA, but who the fuck wants to live out there?
I enjoy it. I wouldn't mind.
You would live out there. It's gross.
Yeah, I would live out there. Really? They live like...
Yeah. One, they have no property, barely. Two...
Oh, my God.
Two earthquakes, three fires, four smog, five traffic, six phony people, seven healthy food. That's it. I mean, there's so many negative things. So many. And... If you
and about
don't
a million
have,
positive ones.
If you don't have any, give me five positive things.
Money. Times five.
If you have nothing going on in LA. Boy,
I know, but I did have stuff going
no,
on
I'm saying
in LA.
You, anybody.
I would have already like, whatever.
What, you'd matter. Be a showrunner?
I'm 100% positive.
You'd be what?
Yeah.
A showrunner.
Yes.
And you'd be single and you'd grow up to be like a lesbian.
Grow up to be? I was already grown up by the time you met me. Thank you.
No, you would have grown up. You were in your 20s when I met you.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you looked it.
Whatever, Rich. I don't know what you're
Let
doing.
Let me see your biceps. Whoa. anyhow. So what you think you'd be a big showrunner or a director? What do you think?
Probably both. It doesn't matter. I'm happy with my life, but don't go around telling people I bullied you into buying a house.
No, we wanted to both buy a house.
Yes. And it was a good house for a good price.
It's not a great price.
Yes, a very good price.
If we would have waited now, why do all the prices drop now?
They drop in the winter, but because no one wants to move in the winter, but... My friend told me.
Ooh, what friend? Real estate
Renee,
friend?
Renee, my neighbor friend, Renee.
Yeah. Everybody knew that though. Nobody wants, but I didn't know the houses would drop this much. That means all right, when we sell our house, it's going to drop.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay. Anyhow, so Bonnie goes to LA and good things happen for Bonnie. And if good things happen for Bonnie, that means good things happen for our family. That's how we do. When good things happen for me, good things happen for me. So, and our family.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
No.
Oh, God. Why? Are we doing a podcast?
All right, let's get serious. Let's do, because we haven't done one in a couple of weeks. You know that.
Yeah.
You could tell.
I'm still mad at you. That's why it's difficult.
You could tell under the template, there's another old recording. So we have to go past.
No, even last time you went past it, it's still.
No.
People complained.
No, Anthony
Rogers. But why
Rogers.
Are you recording over a recording?
Because it says go to the template.
Well, you've got to tell them that the template
has a recording on it. Okay, that's what I'll tell them. But they said there's
and so this is the thing. Last time I looked at it one time, understood the problem, told you the problem, and then you didn't believe me, argued with me.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. And then now that is, you do understand that I looked at it one time, understood it, and figured out the problem, right?
Anybody can figure out the solution. It's not the problem, it's the solution.
Well, you need to know what the problem is to fix it.
Okay, what's the solution?
The solution is to get a new template.
Yeah.
Or, I'm just saying, because your brain can't ever go back and go, oh, you know, maybe she was right, or maybe I was wrong.
I didn't say anything. It wasn't right or wrong. It wasn't about right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's not about
Because for literally 300 podcasts, you're...
No, it hasn't been that many. It was a couple.
I'm saying... During that, you won't let me look at it. You go, you won't understand it. You won't be able to figure it out. Now, do you see that I would be able to figure it out?
Well, anybody can figure it out once they, you know.
Would I need those papers, do you think, by the 350th podcast? Would I need to use papers to get it started? How many steps are there on there? Five?
Yeah, like five or six. Yeah.
Five or six steps, and yet can't remember them in order.
I can. I just have that as a safety net. You don't believe in a safety net in life?
It's like having to like use a piece of paper to get onto like Gmail every time.
I don't use Gmail.
You don't understand my analogy? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, then you would say, okay, I get it. Not I don't use Gmail.
Why, when we do the podcast, is when I'm most attracted to you.
Ugh.
Ugh. You're not supposed to say ugh.
Because you only like me when I'm mad at you. It's like a weird thing. Yes, I am mad at you. You know, this morning, first thing I said, I'm very angry with you.
Yeah, but then I brought you coffee and we cleaned it all up.
I told you not to get me a coffee. I didn't want you to get me a coffee because I didn't want to have to like you today.
The whole day after we got so much to do today.
Last night I laid in bed thinking like, this is the real him. This is really who he is. And there's no changing it. I just said, oh, that anger runs so deep.
No.
He's got to lug that anger and I don't know what, but shame maybe around. I don't know what else would make you so angry. Some kind of shame. You just have to like carry it from place to place. And must be horrible. Must be hideous. Never fixing it. Always shoving it to the side.
You shove it down, not to the side.
I don't think you shove it down. Shoving it down, I think, is actually the right way to go.
You always. What kind of anger? What did I do that was angry? I don't even remember. I was asleep.
Yeah, well, you yelled at me in your sleep.
I yelled at you. I said, oh, okay.
Really? You don't remember, but yet you remember how you spoke? Wait, do you remember or don't you?
When you said go downstairs, I said, oh, okay.
No, that's, yeah.
What?
First of all, that's not when it happened.
First of all, don't sit and look at me like you're a therapist, like you're, you know, That's not how did it happen?
Okay. First of all, I wasn't looking at you like a therapist. I was looking at you like a lawyer, and I was about to fucking pounce. You're about to be convicted.
So
no further questions, Your Honor.
What did I do? Name it.
You were snoring. You just kept on snoring, waking me up. I said, Rich, please roll over. Because when you roll over, sometimes you stop snoring, at least momentarily, so I can get back to sleep. And you said, shut the fuck up.
I didn't say
leave me the fuck alone.
I didn't say it. Like, I would never say that.
Oh, the vitriol was like pouring out of you.
I didn't say F.
Yeah, you did. Oh, wait. Now, you don't remember any of this.
But you know for a fact that he didn't say the F?
I wouldn't say shut the fuck up, leave me the fuck alone. That's so mean. I wouldn't do that.
Well, you did.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, you can't say sorry.
Okay.
Because A, you don't remember.
I'm sorry if I did.
And B, that hatred is so deeply embedded in you.
Not hatred. I love you. So what kind of hatred?
No, really?
Yeah.
I was laying in bed thinking, like, he doesn't love anything. He's incapable. This marriage has been a sham. The get-go.
Oh.
He just only want. Oh, who else would do a podcast with him?
That's why I stay with you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why.
You make me laugh more than anybody on the planet. You were so funny last night.
Stop it, because you're just trying to get out.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Why don't you talk about that deep, unabating anger that you have?
I get angry. I got anger. Everybody, not everybody.
Oh, I made a joke about, you know.
Oh, really? It's a joke.
When I said about the cover to the couch is not coming with us, because Rich, loves his white trashness more than he loves his anger, even.
Wait till you hear
those two things
twisted.
Are really just one big ball in the pit of your stomach, your anger and your trash. Just wrapped up. Yeah. And so he puts this cover on the sofa.
It's a sofa cover.
Okay. And then I said, that's not coming with us. And you went, stop it! You shut up!
No, first of all,
you lost your mind,
first
did you
all,
not?
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me tell you how old Twisty twisted this story. Okay. The other day.
Oh, am I old Twisty? That's your nickname for me? Okay.
Here's
old Twisty.
Okay, Twisty. I didn't mean to say old.
No, it's fine. I know how you, I already know what you really think of me.
Oh, are you trying to get the jury on your side by sitting there all sweet like a little schoolgirl teacher? So the other day, Bonnie goes, this is the other day. Oh, that cover to the couch isn't going. Okay, now since we bought the house and everything, we're deciding what to take, what to leave behind. And she keeps saying, oh, you want to take this and take that. And just the same old crap, the same old crap. But this is day in and day out. Everything that I have, oh, that hutch, the same old crap, that china cabinet, same old crap.
I don't say same old crap. I just say, I guess we're having the same house recreating it.
No, just same old crap. You can't let it go. And she said the other day, is it emotional or is it, what kind of ties do you have to anything that you got from your family? But same old crap. But it was nonstop, same old crap. And I'm trying to do whatever I can to make this new place as nice as we possibly can. And as we, you know, she wants everything overnight. But, you know, some people are excited and they jump the gun on things. So the other day, she said, oh, you're not bringing that cover to the couch. Now, that cover to the couch has saved this couch, has saved it. So
from what? Drool?
From make jokes when you're wrong.
I'm asking, is it?
No, from the kid and the dog. So the other day we washed the cover. It's completely clean, put it on the couch. And then yesterday, I think it was yesterday, it's been out there for 3 days and totally stained, dirty, whatever. I said, Bonnie, come down. I go, see this? All that crap would have been on.
That's right. Right.
Yes, I said.
You were like this. No, you were like, Bonnie, come down. You were like, look at that. That couch would have been destroyed. So that cover is coming with us. Yeah,
No, you were
like unloading
That's so untrue. Yes, she's exaggerating.
You're obviously having some anxiety about moving, and it was all placed on that couch.
No.
Along with all the dirtiness on that cover.
And all the
also
dirtiness.
Your anxiety.
So that dirtiness was in 3 days. If we didn't have that cover on the couch, it would have been ruined. A brand new couch would have been ruined. And then she
and then
said,
you had to yell.
I said,
admit well, you're wrong.
No. She didn't know. She left out the major part. I said to her, we're bringing the cover. And she said, don't tell me to swallow.
Well, why?
There. I said, we got to bring the cover. Look how dirty it is already. And she said, oh, there you go. Old white trash. Can't let things go without real.
I was joking around.
After the 10th time of every day saying, bringing this same old person, same old house. Then you go, oh, bring the cover. Same old person, same old house. When I'm working nonstop. To get, you know, it's so much. And all I want to do is not ruin our couch, ruin our sofa. I don't want our sofa ruined.
That's all you're doing? You're doing all this work to not ruin the sofa?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of work and I don't want the sofa ruined yet. Okay. Because look, the dog is the cutest dog on the planet. And you like the dog, but we do have a dumb dog. We have a dumb dog and the kid is a smart kid, but, you know, just leaves wrappers and glitter and all kinds of stuff all over the place. So, you know, and Bonnie is a great, you know, what is it when you...
a mother?
You know, yeah, besides that, when you keep somebody in line, like a...
disciplinarian?
Yeah, great disciplinarian, but sometimes... she'll overlook the sofa, you know, she'll look at Raina's room and go, you know, clean your room or whatever. But she, something against, you know.
What are you trying to say? Get it out.
I want to save like the this. Sofa. I want to save the sofa.
She's time. Yo. We'll do another 2 hours on it. Why don't you? I just love that sofa so much.
I love it so much.
And I love it more than I love my wife or my kid. I love that sofa.
And this is what...
I love that sofa.
Oh,
my God. If there's a natural disaster, what are you going to save? Me, Raina, or the sofa?
Oh, an old fucking...
You're going to be running down the street with the sofa. They're like, where's your kid? I don't know.
Okay, an old jump the gun Bonnie. We're in the house for 2 days. We haven't got anything over there yet. Nothing really.
Yeah, because you didn't get a moving van.
Yeah, but even little stuff.
But also, you have like a weird thing.
This way, hold on.
You have a weird thing. Bonnie said like a second. 57-point plan that nobody can do anything before the other thing.
No, there's plans. There's steps.
Yeah, but Bonnie, only in your head.
And Bonnie's the second day.
I would have like got movers and moved. Had to move it already.
You can't move this crap. We're going to move all the little stuff we can move. And then I got guys to help me.
Oh, my God. What, from the gym?
No.
My God.
So, and Bonnie, the second day, I'm going to go buy a sofa. Really? There's nothing else in the house. Just throw a sofa in.
Well, why not? What's the difference? We need a sofa downstairs.
We don't even know what we're putting in to match. You don't just get a sofa, you know, willy-nilly.
The sofa, not the other way around.
Oh, willy-nilly. I'm going to go get a sofa.
Oh, my God.
And
you see what I'm saying, folks?
She bullied me into getting a washer and a dryer, which I didn't mind.
Oh, really? We weren't going to have a washer dryer?
Do we need it right this second?
But why not get it in there while there's nothing in there? They're supposed to deliver it today, right?
No, Monday.
Well, you get it in, then it's done. Who cares? That's what I'm saying. Like, your plans are bizarre.
No. Steps?
Yeah, no. We can only 3/4 move, according to Richie's plan.
We
got to live here for 2 more weeks or something.
Yeah, until we got to paint the place here.
Do you think that, like, the insurance people are going to listen to your podcast, by the way?
No,
you're, like, getting all worried.
I am going to live here. Why? Until it's sold. You have to.
You can get insurance on an empty house. You know that, right?
No.
Yes, you can.
Well, it's not going to be empty, so I don't care.
I'm just saying, it's more
money. It's not going to be empty.
Okay, calm down. Who do you think is listening to this podcast?
It doesn't matter.
You're so insane.
I'm not insane.
You're so insane.
What? Oh, really? Because I tell the truth?
I'm legal. So many. Are you, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
You could have just gotten insurance. I don't understand why you couldn't get insurance for an empty house. Just explain it to me. Like, why do we have to live here until we sell it? Well, we have insurance on the other place and it's empty.
Because we're moving in there too now. We're living there. Going to be living there.
Who's the insurance guy who's going to listen to this podcast?
I hope they do. And I hope they come after you.
I see empty houses. How are they doing it? I've looked, when we went and looked at that house, it was empty. So how did they do it? How did they get insurance on an empty house?
Are you holding your finger to your brain? Is that how you do it?
Is it because insurance on empty houses is a little more expensive?
I don't know.
Said no, absolutely not. You can't have insurance.
You got to go to your real estate company or whatever. I just don't want to deal with it. So we live in both places. It's not a big deal. They're a mile, 2 miles apart. So what's the big deal? See, Bonnie doesn't understand insurance. Can I tell you, explain something?
I understand that other people get to just move. But Rich, when it's with you, the Richard of the Voss, it's always a fucking issue. I got shit all over.
We're moving. Actually, have
yeah,
shit
I
all
can't,
over.
Can't order anything online. Like, it's always an issue with you. It's always
you
an issue.
You don't order furniture online.
Okay.
You don't.
Nobody
order.
Does. Nobody does that, right?
No,
nobody does that.
You go to the place.
Nobody orders online.
Oh, really? Can you negotiate with them online?
Oh, my God. But that's what I'm saying. It's like.
You can't negotiate with them. And
help. Help.
Oh, hold on. That cut off.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
You can't negotiate. Hey, let me explain how. And she wasn't being mean or trying to be a criminal, but this is what. She doesn't understand about because maybe being from Canada and they have different insurance laws.
Oh, my God, Rich.
What?
Look around. There are empty houses. I'm sure they have insurance on them. We've gone in and looked at some of them.
One
so
time,
how do you think that they got their insurance?
One time, and Bonnie didn't do this to be a criminal. Bonnie lost her watch. Her beautiful Rolex. So we looked at it. We couldn't find it. It was lost. So the insurance company, paid because it was insured. And then like a year later, we found it. And Bonnie goes, oh, can I keep it?
I didn't. I never did.
You didn't say, can I keep it?
Never. I don't know who you think I am, but I'm certainly not that person.
Not in a bad way.
No. I never did.
Well, all I know is we sent the watch to the insurance company because if you do keep it, it's insurance fraud. So you don't do anything. And they're cracking down on insurance fraud. Believe me, I
hear
the commercials.
Why would it be insurance fraud? They understand that people have to move and then sell their place. So there must be some kind of like...
Well,
caveat where you can have like a month of an empty house or something.
Well, when it comes that time, once we get everything out of here, then I'll get that insurance until it's sold. But I'm carrying insurance. I have insurance on two places because we're moving now. So when that time comes, then I'll look into that insurance there because that's what I do. All the phone calls and the technical work, that's what I do. Okay. Dealing with the mortgage company for over a month of meeting them and what do you call it? Paperwork and all that. I mean, you know, that's what I do. I keep the wheel turning. That's all. So when the wheel turns and everything moves forward, you know, there's going to be glitches and you cannot dwell on those glitches. That's all.
Saying, like, when we do stuff, you do get things done, and I do appreciate it, but it's always, there's always a catch with the Rich Voss.
That's you
there's
looking at glitches. Catch. There's no always a catch. There's no always a catch. So anyhow, moving on, Bonnie.
Yes, there is always a catch. You don't see yourself? I'm just asking, like, do you see your own behavior?
I know what I see.
What?
A person to get stuff done.
With a catch?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're even that so, I'm still getting it done. You know, somebody...
Like the washer dryer thing. I would have just ordered it online, had them deliver it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a better deal?
Yeah. Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I found the best deal online. We went there.
Yeah.
Then
I got another 100 off. And I got the rebate stuff.
You would have got that rebate if you'd done it online.
No, you wouldn't have known about it. You would have just said, oh, that's another piece of paper. No, the rebate through the state. Did you know about that?
I'm sure they would have sent it to me.
But you wouldn't have read it. I know you would have just got to watch and dry and
well,
do the
in any case, I would have saved myself hours.
And I saved almost $400. But that's nothing. I remember the other night, I go, hey, we could get it for like $300 cheaper. She goes, eh, don't worry about it. I go, really? Would you take $300 out of your pocketbook and just throw it on the ground? It's easy to say, don't worry about it when you're...
When did I say that?
At Lowe's, when I said, and you go,
no, you were going on about the rebates and you were like, see what I'm doing? You would have never done it. I go, I didn't say that, Dan.
Yes. I just said it now. I didn't
no,
say
that. No, you said it kept talking about the rebates. I was like, I would have done it. It's fine.
And we go to get the washer and dryer and she goes, and I'm standing there talking, learning stuff about it. And she goes, we want to walk around. Like she wanted to go get cardboard boxes instead of learning or dealing with a, you know.
What was I supposed to learn about?
$1,700 purchase, you know, and she said, oh, we're going to go get.
What was I supposed to learn? You were basically just like, it comes with a stacking kit.
No.
Yes, it comes with a stacking kit because the washer dryer is going to go one on top of the other.
Yeah, that's what stacking is. Go ahead.
And it comes with a stacking kit. $30. Well, Rich starts saying, no one told me about the $30 stacking kit.
Well, the guy the night before didn't.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, well, just get the stacking kit. It's not a big deal.
Two hinges.
Yeah.
Two
hinges. He says, two hinges in there. He's going to go now try to find the hinges without getting the stacking kit. Like, your time is worth something. So now you got to go. And what if it's the wrong thing? Then they can't install it properly because you didn't get the right thing for the stacking kit. It's missing a thing. No. Just get the $30 stacking kit. Like, that's my brain can't.
Okay.
I don't understand the way you think.
And like, know what Bonnie said? There was a washer and dryer that was already stacked like we have here. Just why don't we get this? So she would have went in and saw that. She could have said, yeah, I'll get this one. It's already one piece. But guess what? That takes 220 volts coming into your house.
Oh my God.
And we only have 110, but you don't know that. You didn't know the voltage.
Rich.
And you would have, what? What? What kind
of... First of all, I just in passing was like, oh, there's one that's already stacked.
Yeah, and you liked it. And that's the kind of thing you would do. Oh, you don't know what gas, electric. See, you don't know that kind of stuff.
Well, I would have asked the guy if it was in charge of it. It would have been like, hey.
So what kind of washer dryer do we have that is going in?
It's 190.
No, what do we have? Go ahead.
What do you mean?
What
like
kind
what's
of
the brand?
No. What system? What setup? What do you need to get it going?
Well, the dryer's gas, right?
Yeah.
And the washing machine's electric.
Okay. And how many voltage?
Well, you just told me 190.
It's 110, I told you. And now you know 90 you didn't hear. Two.
Oh my God. Like this is what I'm talking about.
To get the dryer going, is it completely gas or is there electric and gas?
I'm sure there's electric and gas.
Why?
I don't know. That's probably how fucking dryers work.
See, you don't know a lot.
No one has to know a lot.
Oh, you do when you're buying stuff?
God.
I mean, luckily, all the appliances are in the kitchen and they're brand new, brand spanking new. Okay. And we go in there, brand new. I set the clock on the microwave. I set the clock on the oven. Okay. They didn't think of that. I did it. I walked in.
Oh, you should have asked. Oh, why didn't you ask them for a rebate? Because you had to set the time. Are you insane? Like, no. Is that a real statement? I don't even know anymore. I set the clocks. I did it. Is that real? That's something you're trying to get credit for real?
No.
I knew it was 110 voltage. You didn't know that.
Where's the fuse box in the house?
It's
in your ass.
In my ass.
Huh? Where is it?
I don't know. I'm sure it's downstairs somewhere.
In the garage.
Okay. You win, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. There's still all kinds of problems with the way that you do things. If you don't feel that you need to improve, don't.
Do you want to go rent a van or do you want me to?
I'll go do it. Sure. You want me to?
No.
You think I wouldn't know how to fucking rent a van?
Where do you go? Do you know where to go?
I will just Google it right now. Moving van near me.
Oh.
I'd probably just click some right there. Reserved.
Oh, yeah. Rely on the internet. That's what you do. Rely on the internet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, boomer.
Who's boomer?
You ever hear? You never heard that phrase? Okay, no. Boomer.
Oh, baby boomer?
Yeah.
No, but I figured
because
it out.
Because really the Civil War is the millennials versus the boomers.
Well, moving on, Bonnie taped her album over the weekend. I heard she killed it. Killed it. Taped her album.
Who'd you hear that from?
You.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah.
She called me.
No, it was right a good away. Audience because I so rarely get audiences that are coming to see me. I usually have to like appease people that have no idea what the fuck is going on. And there was like a lot of people who were, I guess I will say, fans of mine. And it was so much easier. So much more fun. That's how you do stand up.
I can't believe you did it all in one show.
Well, do you need to go through your mail now? Well, no. I had to talk for 1 second. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm going
to
plug my friend or a person who I know their company. And this isn't a read. This isn't a read. This is just a
plug. Are you wearing the glasses now?
No, they're in the car.
Why wouldn't you have them on?
Because they're in the car. And Bobby got a free pair yesterday. Bonnie, she's more of a friend of Bonnie's. I don't want to say her last name. Jenny's,
why not? Jenny Hutt.
Oh.
You don't think she wants you to say her name? She invented some glasses. She probably wants to keep this a secret.
No.
Please don't go to her website. Don't buy her glasses. I just want to talk about them for a minute. We're going to call her Jenny. Why wouldn't she want... Explain that to me. I'm not going to say her name or her company. I'm just going to say
I wasn't going to say her company. Of course, I'm going to say her.
But
company.
Why wouldn't you say her name? Jenny Hutt. She invented something.
Yeah. These. First of all, you go to www.bunnyeyez.com. Bobby, we saw her at Cirrus in the hallway yesterday. And I said, oh, thank you. She sent me two pairs of glasses. They're reading glasses, but they have hinges. They fold down so you could. You know,
the arms go one way or the other.
So you can hold them as you're getting your hair done. If you're a lady, they'll go down and you can hold them. They're really cool glasses. They're reading glasses. And the pairs.
And they're actually, I don't know if they come in different shapes, but the shape you have is a beautiful shape.
Yeah. And Bobby got, I think mine's more of a female.
It looks a little femmy, but they're good. They're nice.
And Bobby got male. But these are like, why can't I invent something like this?
Bunny Eyes, BUNNYEYEZ. Go get them.
.com. Okay.
Thanks, Jenny Hutt.
Whoa. That's not even a read, folks. She gave me glasses, so I'm plugging her thing because I like
them. I'm not going to say your name. Why wouldn't you? I'm going to tell you about a comic. I think it's really great. You should go see him, but I'm not going to say their name. I'm not going to say their name or where they're playing.
I said her first name.
What goes on in your brain?
I said her first name.
Why did you think she would want to keep her name secret?
Maybe some people don't like their last name out there. You don't think that's true? Huh?
If their last name is Voss, I can see why you'd want to keep it a secret.
Whoa. So... this podcast is all about Bonnie. You know, we talked about her LA trip, her album. Now, last night, how fun.
We really went through that album taping.
Yeah, I brought it up to you. You're the one who's supposed to talk about it.
It's fine. I did it. I don't know the title. I tentatively called it 3.5 stars. I don't know what I'm actually going to call it. And I'm probably not going to promote it very much. So that's that.
I guess the people that are doing it for you are happy to hear this. Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for putting up the money and getting it all together. I probably won't promote it.
Howl and Roar did it. They're a Canadian company.
Yeah.
And hey. They're good. They're good. But
I won't promote it.
No, I will. But I just hate promoting stuff. And it's like, embarrassing on some level to be like, because then if you got to promote it, and then you got to like, oh, I hope I'm in the top four iTunes or.
I always get number one.
I knew you were going to say that.
You'll get number one for a while. Every new one does.
Well, I don't like the anxiety of having to like, oh God, if I'm not number one, I'm a piece of total garbage.
No, you could be a piece of total garbage and still be number one.
Are we done this podcast yet?
And Bonnie doesn't like my new tattoo.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that went just like too much.
No, it's so cool.
He's got at the very top of his chest, like if he's wearing a crew neck, he can't see it. But any tiny little bit of V-neck, you can see the writing across his chest, which he wanted to put. He told me he was going to write no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. And I thought, are you insane? I mean, I just can't imagine. What the fuck? So I guess he took that as, oh, she's not against me writing words on my chest, just those words. And so instead he wrote the words
just for today,
just for today, which.
Oh, what's wrong with that saying?
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
Yes.
No.
And not only that, but like you walk around all these tattoos and your backwards baseball cap and your sneakers and.
I have sneakers. Sorry. People wear sneakers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're just always wearing these like sneakers that look like they're boats on the bottom of your feet. Just.
How do you get boats? What are you talking about? These are Tim's. I'm wearing Tim's today.
You know, because they're bright and flashy and they like look big on your feet. It's like, I don't know. Those big sneakers are stupid.
We're talking about Jordans, but go ahead.
And then, you know, you got to meet people. It's like you look like you just got out of prison. You really do. Like someone bought you a Champion sweatshirt and off you go. We're going to get a job moving into this house, buying my washer dryer cash. Like, you don't look like a normal member of society.
You're just an idiot. First of all, I am a normal member of society. I do normal things. I'm not an idiot like you are. And you laugh things off when you're just stupid. And
because what I don't know what you think is going to happen. Who do you think is listening to this podcast?
I don't care who's listening to it.
You do care.
I don't care.
Yeah, you're getting so mad.
Just dumb.
But why? But what is it about? Look, like, what is it about the tattoo? Like, when's it going to end, the tattoos?
I'm probably
gonna like you said the other day, you're going to get neck tattoos now.
No, I'd love to, but you would get too upset. Neck tattoos are the coolest out of all of them.
But what do you like? What do you?
I like
tattoos.
What are
you trying to hide?
I don't try. I
get
like
rid
tattoos.
Of the anger and the shame, and then you won't have to hide. How about that?
How about I wish you would hide for a year? Okay, hide somewhere. First of all, I like tattoos. People get
imagine,
tattoos.
Imagine, okay.
So
you
everybody
wake up in the middle of the night and you attack me and you beat the shit out of me.
Oh, I would never do that.
You don't know. You're asleep.
I would
your
never
anger
do that.
No bounds, apparently, when you're sleeping. Then you got to go to court. Now you're standing in court with all your tattoos and your neck fucking shit and your.
First of all, I'd wear a fucking tie and a shirt so you wouldn't see all my tattoos. You don't
well,
go.
If I was a good prosecutor, I'd be like, Your Honor, I'd like him to take his shirt off, please, so we can see what we're dealing with here.
Oh, it's his radio?
What is... Oh, that's their fault. That was their fault on radio for making you take your shirt off so many times. You should fucking Me Too them. You'd be like, they asked me to do it. I felt pressure because I was like, you know, they were basically my employer in that moment.
No, I wasn't getting paid. I was a guest, but...
Doesn't matter. If they're above you,
well,
you know, if they have some power over you, you think I'm not going to be able to do the radio show again unless I take my shirt off. You should fucking Me Too them. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do
me
that.
Me Too Sam and Jim.
I wouldn't do that because they're friends.
Coming for you, Sam and Jim. Me too and my husband. Not on my watch, boys.
First, so you're saying everybody with tattoos is...
Yes.
You're going to court. First of all, you know, if you go to court that have face tattoos and they're innocent.
Okay, great. But I bet the jury is like, he got a face tattoo. He doesn't really know the difference between right and wrong.
Well, it's wrong to you, but it's right to other people. What happened to artistical expression?
Artistic
expression. You could say what you want on stage, but somebody can't do a tattoo.
Of course, so, no, you're allowed. Of course. There's no law against doing tattoos. So there's no law against it.
It doesn't make you a bad person if you do tattoos.
I didn't say that it did.
Yes, it did. You would say that.
No, jury. I'm saying that it would. You look like someone who beats your wife.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that how they look?
Those rings, the tats.
Some of the most quiet people on the planet.
You're not a quiet person walking around. Nobody told me about this $30 stacking kit. You got your chest tattoo showing. You think that guy was like, well, this guy seems great. Or do you think he's like, this guy's like crazy and may fly off the handle?
No, not at all.
Really? You're in a Home Depot. Was it Home Depot or Lowe's? I don't remember.
Lowe's.
You're in Lowe's. Buying a washer, dryer, look at the rings. I mean, just look at yourself. Like, what do you think? They see you flip-flopping around in your shoes all the way.
Clunkety-clunk.
Because they look like they don't fit properly.
They fit perfectly.
They're like untied, clunkety-clunk, clunkety-clunk, over to the washer, dryer. How tall is this one? I got to put one on top of the other. How tall are they? Yeah. Nobody told me about a stacking kit.
They didn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, like, think about the image that you're giving to them when you're barking orders and you were yelling at that guy.
I didn't yell at him. I never yelled. I didn't raise my voice once. Don't
Mr. put out, Indignant.
Don't put out false
you were making
accusations.
You made the guy move a washer dryer
to see how the stacking kit works. That's all. Hey, I'm sorry. When.
Yeah, but you weren't doing it like, hey, sorry, I just really need to figure this out.
No,
you were like, how does it work?
No.
You go to the guy, he goes, well, you put this, you go, I need to know how it works. You don't remember saying that? No. That's when I was like, I'm going to go get boxes.
No.
You don't remember saying that?
No, I didn't say anything like that in that tone.
Either you said, I need to know how it works, or you said, you need to explain to me how it works.
Yes. Yeah,
like that, in that clipped kind of voice.
I hate
to
break
your chest tattoo peeking through your V-neck, your necklaces, your rings.
I don't have necklaces.
Your hat, your sneakers. You need to explain to me how it works. Listen. I just got out of prison. I did a 20-year stint for a crime I didn't commit. Kept my mouth shut for my boys. You think I'm going to keep my mouth shut for a little fucking peon like you working at Home Depot? I'll pop you right in the mouth, bitch. You better start explaining how the stacking kit works.
No, because this is where you're wrong. Hold on.
What are you doing? Go spit. What are you doing? Why was there spit coming out of your mouth? What were you doing?
I was moving the gum out so I don't have gum in my mouth because I don't want you to get mad about that.
No, you do still have gum in your mouth, don't you?
Well, I'm not chewing it.
It's just up in your upper lip?
Yeah.
Well, let's add that to the thing. There's a man. He comes in, backwards baseball cap, lots of tats, sneakers that look like they may or may not be too big for him, rings, more than anyone needs at one time. I don't want to say the one part that makes you so angry when I say it, but you're also have a weird way of paying for it. And now, gum in the upper lip. Listen, I know you can see some neon yellow every once in a while when I get mad. When my lip curls up. Don't worry about that.
This is how fucking wrong she is.
Oh, how wrong am I?
You like my glasses? Well, I'm not going to tell you who invented them because I don't think she wants anyone to know. You better keep your mouth shut on that last name, Hutt. You understand me? What? You're so insane.
I'm not insane. You're Mrs. I mean, you're funny, but you're an exaggerator.
Am I?
Yeah.
Isn't that really how it happened, though?
No. I went into Lowe's the night before and dealt with a man, an Asian guy.
But listen to how many times he's gone into Twice. Lowe's. And no, because we went to Home Depot first, the night before.
And then I went to Lowe's the next day because I had to get other stuff. So I took a look at their stuff. And
you spent a lot of time.
You're right. Because I do research.
No, because you enjoy, I think, this interaction you have with salespeople who can't get away from you. There's nothing they can do. They have to be polite. You can act however you want to them.
No, I don't act mean. I met a nice man who we went over stuff. He gave me printouts.
He used to be a parole officer, so he knows how to deal with people like me.
he was a good guy. And he gave me the information I needed.
Mm-hmm.
He must have forgot about the stacking kit. Now, when you go buy stuff,
I hope you don't run into him on a dark and stormy night.
When you buy things from.
Why didn't you tell me about the stacking kit? Why didn't you tell me about the stacking kit?
You
trying to keep that from me? You think I'm not going to buy a washer dryer without a stacking kit?
When you go buy, you make purchases, you buy a car. They make money on the extras. They throw in, do you want this? Do you want that?
So it's all about you getting taken advantage of? Is that what it is? You didn't want to be taken advantage of?
Well, that's part of it. I want to know. They could have said, oh, you need wall-to-wall rugs around your fucking washer and dryer. And you would have said, okay. You'll say okay to anything. I like to know
that's
why.
That's not true. I definitely, whatever. But a $30 stacking kit sounds appropriate, and I certainly wouldn't want to go try to rummage and find it for a couple of dollars less somewhere.
It's two clips.
Yeah, but then you get there and they go, oh, right, but it also had these two things in it, the washers. Now we can't stack it. Sorry. So now they're at your house and that's what I would have been worried about. So I would have just shelled out for the $30.
That's why I said
stacking kit. When you're buying, first of all, we were getting $600 off that washer dryer.
First of all, don't be naive. That's the price they were going to sell it for. Rick, they're still making profit.
Okay, that's a fucking business.
Yes, don't act
Who
like
cares? I don't go into fucking restaurants and be like, I'd like you to give me this pasta for the amount you paid for.
Of course. I mean, but when I bought
I'm just saying, it was on sale, so I would have just, well, you got to get the stacking kit. I wouldn't have spent so much time and effort.
I spent 2 minutes.
I need you to explain exactly how this stacking kit works.
No, I wanted to see how it works because of height. How much higher was it going to make the washer?
I already asked the guy that.
He didn't give you a clear answer. He didn't know.
He said, how much height do you have? I said, 83. He said, you're fine.
But he didn't give you the height. It's easy to go, you're fine as a salesman. A salesman will say anything. I needed to know the height and know how many inches it adds to stacking kit.
Well,
that's why I said, let me see how it works. So there, I have a reason for things because I used to do construction and build. So I know how things work.
Don't quit saying that. You did it for like a month.
I did it for years.
And you're not, you know.
What?
You're no carpenter, I'll say that.
Are you fucking all the stuff I've done around here? Are you crazy?
Like what?
I don't know, but I've done stuff.
There's all kinds of little problems there. Go ahead and fix them.
That's not what I do. I don't do molding.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. She doesn't appreciate anything.
I do appreciate all the things you do. It's just that, as I said earlier.
Don't say I'm no carpenter. I know a lot about it.
Oh my God. You're no carpenter.
How do you know what I know?
You've never done one thing.
Oh.
What? Put up a shelf?
Who put the shelves in the laundry room?
Oh my God, Rich.
They're level.
Rich.
Look how level they are.
Rich.
People don't even know how to work a level.
Oh my God. That's like, well, thank God I didn't call a carpenter to come do it.
Yeah.
No, you don't. That's like normal everyday stuff that any old
No.
Housewife
no.
can do. That's no. not.
You, that's I guarantee not, you don't even know how to work a level.
Are you insane?
Are you?
Do you understand like the way that I grew up or you don't have any understanding of that?
Oh, you grew up with levels.
We built our own fucking house.
No, you didn't do it.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd say, bring this to me, bring that to me, whatever.
That's that's as much experience as you have.
I used to have a business.
And I don't walk around saying I'm like.
I used to have a business doing
for a month and a half for and nobody years. Ever hired you back.
I had the biggest fucking business.
It was a painting business.
No, it was a contracting business, but painting was our specialty.
Are oh my God.
We did wooden shakes. Do you know what wooden shakes are?
I don't know, but I imagine there's some kind of like
wood
siding thing.
Yeah. We did wooden shakes. I did roofing. We built. Basement doors.
Well,
we
good. Everything. I'd love to see you get back into that.
It's not a hobby. It's just stuff I did for a year, not for a month and a half. I did one of the biggest painting business in our town. I had the painting business, the biggest at one time. Everybody came to me to get their placement.
It's insane what you're willing to brag about. It honestly is. It's bizarre.
I built the biggest business when I was 21 years old. The biggest painting business in our town at 21.
And didn't you cheat people out of expensive paint by pouring shitty paint into expensive paint cans?
I did it once, I think, towards the end.
Oh, now it's a different story. Oh, before, when you were trying to do good radio, I guess it was a better story to say you did it all the time.
I never said I did it all the time.
Yeah,
no,
did.
I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
All right. If you don't want to cop to that, I get it. Because you don't know who's listening. And I don't know what the, you know, what do you call it? The how long you could be.
Statute of limitations for paint?
Yeah, for cheating people out of their paint. Maybe somebody's listening, that some FBI.
Oh, well, first of all, I feel bad that
we sell furniture in both houses. Whoever's listening.
We do. We don't have any furniture yet in the new house. We're getting there today. We're moving stuff.
Get a washer dryer Monday with stacking kit. You ended up paying for the stacking kit, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went and got it at Home Depot. And I said to the lady, she goes, it's on sale. I go, come on. You know that. There's no such thing as a sale. She goes, I know, but it looks good to say that. So she even said to me,
oh my God, do you really think nobody understands how I thought we were getting stuff for less than it costs to make? Like what? Thank you.
Sometimes they do.
Thank you, capitalist fucking. This is Mr. Shitting on Capitalism, Richard Voss. Now explain to us how it works when you buy something from a store. They add a certain amount to it? Is that what they do? So that they can pay their rent? What? And their employees? Huh?
Yeah. And marketing? But you don't do marketing, right? You don't do publicity. You don't do.
Mine's always number one. I'm going to tell people, they say we have a CD out. Hey, he marks it up. It only costs him $1 to make.
I give the best deal you can on iTunes when I come out with a CD, and I'm coming out with one in December.
I know you're so mad at me because I'm not coming out with actual CDs.
I don't care what you do.
Oh, really? Because before you were like, you got to have actual CDs to sell after shows.
Oh, yeah. That's how I talk.
Oh, my God. I did 18 different impressions of you today, but this is the one.
Yeah. That's how I talk.
Oh, that this must have like a. What about the other ones? What about the other times I did your voice?
That wasn't my voice. That was just you being an ass.
Well, this is just me being an ass again.
No, you try to do my voice.
No, did your voice.
Yeah.
This is how I talk. Oh, is that how I talk?
Yeah. It's 1:00.
Oh, I got to take a phone call.
Oh, are you not going to plug anything? Oh, why would you promote? Did he get back to you about Fairfield? It's a yes or no?
Yes, he did.
Okay, good. Are you doing it?
I gotta go. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to another episode of What the Fuck Are We Doing Here? And
that's too close to other people's names.
Goodbye.
Don't get up and walk out like you're.
Goodbye.
Well, listen, go to creepswithkids.com, creepswithkids.com. We have tour dates coming up this week. Friday, Torrington, Connecticut. Saturday, Troy, New York. Next week, I don't know. I think next week is Chicago and then Rahway or whatever. We just got, go to creepswithkids.com. Get all the tour dates. Thank you for listening. It's been a real treat. RichVoss.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.